I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. An earthquake, tsunami, and volcano rocked an Indonesian island this past week. When the triple disaster struck, Mission Aviation Fellowship immediately responded as Christ's hands and feet. John Woodbury is MAF's Global Director of Disaster Response.
There was a lot of kids that needed to get back to their home villages in remote areas. Often family members host children of family members that live remotely so they can get a better education. But with the need for water, food, and just the scale of devastation in Palu, we did a lot of flying in the partnership, getting them back where the infrastructure wasn't damaged and back with their families.
And please keep Indonesia in your prayers. Another earthquake struck the islands of Java and Bali on Thursday. Elsewhere in Indonesia, FMI's Bruce Allen was recently there for a field visit. A few things have him concerned for the indigenous pastors that FMI partners with.
As I'm talking with various pastors, various church members, as I'm reading the news about what occurs in Indonesia, I do see an increase in radical militant.
Fortunately, the Indonesian government is taking this rise in radical Islam seriously.
At Pastor Damati's church, for example, there's been a continual police presence there for security's sake.
Indonesia ranks 38 on Open Doors USA's World Watch List, a ranking for the 50 worst countries for Christian persecution. Please ask God to give these Christians perseverance in their faith, endurance for their ministry, and an unwavering comfort in Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book by its founder, Peter Dynica, Much Prayer, Much Power. Get your copy free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.